KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. A 40-year-old school bus driver from Council Bluffs was cited following a hit-and-run accident in the Bluffs Thursday. According to police, Chris Fisher received a citation for suspicion of leaving the scene of an accident. Witnesses say at around 8:40 a.m., a bus transporting about 30 students to Hoover Elementary School in Council Bluffs struck a parked pickup truck in the 300 block of Benton Street. Afterward, the bus driver allegedly walked down the aisle, through the students, and then went back up to the front of the bus and drove off. After Council Bluffs police located the number 44 bus, Fisher told officers his route didn't take him on Benton Street, but an investigation resulted in evidence indicating the bus had collided with the pickup. Fisher later admitted to police he stopped the bus to discipline a student, forgot to put on the parking brake, and the bus rolled. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
The Atlantic Police Department reports a Northwest Iowa man has been arrested on an attempt to commit murder charge. 36-year-old Timothy Russell was also charged with willful injury, public intoxication, going armed with intent, and willful injury causing bodily injury. All of the charges are aggravated misdemeanors, with the exception of the public intoxication charge, which is a simple misdemeanor. Russell was being held in the Cherokee County Jail in Cherokee on $100,000 bond, awaiting transport back to Cass County. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Dave Erickson told KJAN News the charges against Russell stem from an altercation that took place at around 1:50 a.m. Monday in the 1200 block of Elm Street, where a man was attacked with a shop tool. The unidentified victim was transported to the Cass County Hospital before being transferred to a hospital in Omaha for surgery. An Atlantic man was arrested this week on a drug charge in Audubon County. Sheriff's officials said Thursday that 21-year-old Kyler Colton Cook was charged with possession of marijuana following an investigation that had resulted from a traffic stop on August 19th on Highway 71 south of Brayton. Cook appeared before the magistrate Thursday morning and was then released. And 24-year-old Christina Marie Stevens of Anita was arrested this week following an investigation that resulted from a traffic stop on Nighthawk Avenue on September 1st. Stevens was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. She also appeared before the magistrate Thursday and was released. A truck driver from Fremont, Nebraska, was injured Thursday morning when the tractor-trailer he was driving crashed on Interstate 80 here in Cass County. The Iowa State Patrol says 55-year-old Robert G. Nolan was transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic following the crash, which happened at around 10:30 a.m. on I-80, about 1 mile east of the Elkhorn or Highway 173 exit. Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren.
It appeared to me that the semi was heading eastbound across the westbound lane of traffic, rolled and crashed into a tree.
Following the impact, the trailer became separated from the tractor and fell onto its side while the tractor came to rest in the north ditch on its right side. The accident remained under investigation, but a state trooper told KJAN News that Nolan may have suffered from a medical problem such as a diabetic reaction. The semi was registered to Fremont Contract Carriers, or FCC, out of Fremont, Nebraska. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a Nebraska man was arrested late Thursday night. 33-year-old Kelly Robert Brink of Nihawaka, Nebraska, was taken into custody at around 10:45 p.m. on a charge of OWI first offense. Brink was booked into Montgomery County Jail and held on a full bond. A rural Stewart man was found guilty late last month of assault with a dangerous weapon. According to online court documents and a report cited in the Guthrie Center Times, it took a jury just under 2 hours to reach their verdict on August 24th following the four-day trial for 48-year-old Martin Edward Mock. Mock reportedly approached and then unjustifiably pointed a loaded semi-automatic handgun at Nick Pardee Cooper of Redfield in December of 2010. Party Cooper and a group he was with were engaged in a group hunt for white-tailed deer in a location where they had received permission to hunt. Mock approached Party Cooper and challenged his authority to be there. The jury found that after refusing to accept Party Cooper's explanation of having received permission to be there, or his offers to leave, Mock pulled a loaded handgun on the man and pointed it at him. He is scheduled to be sentenced on October the 8th. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Donna Gaffney, age 57, of Manning, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Donna Gaffney will be this morning at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Gary Rip Van Winkle, age 77, of Panora, died Monday. Funeral services for Gary Van Winkle will be held today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Harold Scott, age 96, formerly of Atlantic, died July the 22nd in Florida. Memorial graveside services for Harold Scott will be today at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Joyce Ann Holtus Beato, age 79, of Earlham, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joyce Beato will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Valley Evangelical Free Church in West Des Moines. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Tony Dvorak, age 78, of Messina, died Monday in Omaha. A memorial mass for Tony Dvorak will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Marjorie Schrader, age 90, of Omaha, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Marjorie Schrader will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Howard Clarence Cleaver, age 83, formerly of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Howard Cleaver will be held on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Bowman Chapel United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Richard Dick Sibles, age 70, of Shenandoah, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dick Sibles will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ in Minden. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Mildred Anderson, age 95, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Mildred Anderson will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Lyle Ray Bryan, age 65, of Avoca, died Wednesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Ray Bryan will be Sunday at 4 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Sharon Shaver, age 73, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Sharon Shaver will be on Monday at 10:30 at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Ockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Eva Law, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday. No services are planned for Eva Law. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.